Okay, back here in the U.S., the president is hearing bipartisan criticism on Afghanistan from, among others, Seth Moulton, Democratic congressman from Massachusetts and an Iraq war veteran. And Congressman, let's first hear from the president last night. He told ABC that chaos was inevitable.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens.
Congressman Moulton, you buy that?
None of this is inevitable. Nearly all of it was avoidable. But we are where we are right now. And what's important for everybody to understand is that it is still within the capacity of the United States of America to save thousands of innocent lives.
And just let me ask you about the how. How might this chaos have been avoided? What kind of planning? And going forward, how does the U.S. and its allies kind of pull off a smooth evacuation?
I've been calling on the administration to start this evacuation for months. All the chaos you see at the airport right now with this crush of evacuees, that could have been avoided if we had had an orderly evacuation, maybe a couple thousand a day, maybe even a few hundred a day if we had started early enough.
And when you raised this, Congressman, to the administration, what was the answer you got from them?
Silence. There were clearly people in the administration who agreed with me. In fact, I got the impression there were a lot. And if you listen to my questions to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Secretary of Defense, they said we have a moral imperative to do this. They agreed with me too. But Secretary Austin said he was waiting on an order to start. And apparently that order never came.
And what luck have you and your staff had communicating with the White House, perhaps with the State Department, the folks processing visas, with the Pentagon? Are you optimistic here?
We've had almost no response from high officials, but there are a lot of good Americans working to make this happen on the ground. One of my good friends, fellow Marine veteran who now works at the State Department, is in Kabul. I was texting with him late last night, trying to figure this out, making sure the people who had been made known to us are getting on their lists so that literally that Marine at the gate can know who to let into the airport.
Now, you mentioned Americans working hard on behalf of people they work with. I want to ask you if you have your own story to share as a veteran. I, as a journalist, I remember very clearly the interpreter fixer we hired in southern Iraq, saved the life of my colleague from a riot there, was later found dead in the trunk. I mean, horrific story. We have so many of those. But people who are so critical to Americans, do you have your own?
I've had almost a dozen interpreter drivers myself just over my four tours in Iraq. One of them, Muhammad, is thankfully not only in America today, but serving our country now. But the day I remember in particular was when he came into work, as he did every single morning, and said, "Seth, I have to stop working. They came to my house last night. They threatened to kill me and my family if I kept coming here." So I sat down with him that morning, and I convinced him to keep working for us. And I made a promise to him. I said, "We'll protect you. We have your back. Trust me. I'm an American." That's the promise that so many Americans like myself made to these Afghans on the ground. Trust us. We're the United States of America. We will have your back, and we will not leave you behind. I hope high officials in the administration understand what that promise means and how important it is to our veterans and how critical it is to the future of our national security that we be able to make that promise in the future.
Understand. Congressman, finally, I want to ask you about the two decades-long occupation of Afghanistan. You have raised the question of whether the occupation was worth it. The argument on the table from proponents is that lives are improved on the ground, particularly for girls and women, for public services. How do you answer the question of whether it was worth it?
I haven't answered that question yet. But perhaps someday we'll look back on Afghanistan and recognize that this generation of Afghans that we empowered with more freedom and liberty and opportunity than they could ever have imagined before will go on to change their country. But it certainly doesn't look like that now. And for so many Afghanistan veterans across America, across the world today, they're asking that haunting question. Was it worth it? Was it worth my sacrifice? Was it worth losing some of my best friends? That's a haunting question to ask.
Okay, Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat of Massachusetts. Thanks, sir, for joining us.
Thank you.